This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Will Bill Belichick be at Brady Day? Will Bill Belichick coach again in the NFL? And any shot to the Tom Brady coming back rumors that he started?
Triple barrel.
Triple barrel.
Okay. The first one was, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Will he coach again? That one's the hardest one out of all of these. I don't think so. And then the third one, will Brady play again?
Yes.
I'm going to say no unless Brock Purdy gets hurt.
Ooh.
That's Wickersham on the award-winning, highly rated Ken and Curtis show on Saturday, answering Curtis's questions. I mean, Bill obviously, I think, coaches again, at least wants to, and he should. I mean, why wouldn't you have a guy as a head coach who the organization that fired him is doing exactly what he would have done in every way, shape, or form since he left?
Right.
Tom Brady, so Brady's only interested in the Niners job?
I think my guess is that Tom is kicking himself for not taking up Kyle Shanahan last year when Kyle Shanahan called, and this is even true because Brock Purdy talked about it, and said that, you know, would you want to come on in? If Purdy gets hurt in season, then Tom Brady coming back there would be, you know, logical, wouldn't it?
Why wouldn't that be true with any quarterback who gets hurt?
No, the Niners are so good.
Any playoff team. Like, so Philly, if Jalen Hurts got hurt, I could see him going
there. Would
that
be irony if Jalen Hurts was Hurts?
It could be. But Dallas, Dallas the same way. If Dak Prescott got hurt, I could see Tom ending up at that position. Based off the way he sounded, if a team – and don't sleep on Vegas. Don't sleep on them because they have talent. They have talent on the offensively. They have talent. So don't sleep on them to maybe – because you don't think that Vegas is – very similar to Tampa Bay in the sense before Brady got there.
Well, what I don't understand is with Belichick gone and out of the equation, why is there no offer? If Tom wants equity in a team, why is it not coming from Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots?
Because I don't know the proper, I don't want to use a certain term. Because it's important to keep it all in the family. With the Krafts. There's nobody, I don't believe, outside of that specific family that has an ownership stake in the organization. And that, I mean, we talked about it last week. Given where they currently find themselves, there is one off-ramp that would immediately legitimize the entire outfit in the absence of Bill Belichick, and that's to give Brady the Elway-like deal, where he comes in and oversees everything. Mm-hmm. It would be akin to the great move that Courtney was talking about of Slater being the conduit to Mayo. In that a guy everybody in the building respects. And on that, Greg, just to go back to a point you were making, and you've been spot on this offseason in your criticism of the organization, which do you prefer, Bill Belichick saying nothing with a scowl or openly lying to you?
I prefer the former.
Right?
Bill saying nothing.
Because everybody's spoken, right? Elliot Wolf talks every day. Gerard Mayo was with us, you know, couldn't have been more genuinely kind and all that. and he tells us they're going to burn cash. He tells Steve Burton they're taking a quarterback. And almost everything they've said has either been proven false or they've walked it back. So how is that better than what it was before?
Yeah.
And I don't...
By the way, in the Twitch chat, somebody suggesting that the reason Tom Brady would not be an equity owner here is he has no interest. He doesn't want it. LMAO. I mean, I don't know.
Why, if you have
the opportunity to have equity in an NFL team, I don't know that it matters what team it is.
Yeah,
I don't know that it would matter to Tom Brady.
I don't think the Crafts want to give it.
You don't?
No, I think that they feel like they make enough money. They don't need Brady. Their franchise is worth, you know, billions and billions of dollars.
Don't you think with how fans feel about them right now, though, it would be a good look? Like, I think fans.
Probably, definitely with fans. I also think it might add when it comes to the fact that you don't, like Elliott Wolf standing there last week and saying, you know, we're looking, you know, mm-hmm. we're open to trying to get free agent talent in here with to make a trade, whatever. Players don't want to come and play here. They don't. Mm-hmm. And you can blame the millionaire's tax. Maybe that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it is you're 45 minutes outside of the city, and they either have to live in the city of Boston and mm-hmm. drive 45 minutes every day, or they got to live out in Foxborough. And you don't have – it's not a winning franchise currently.
Yeah, but there are a lot of franchises that players will go to that are not right in the city. I think it's really more about – I think the millionaires –
How many, really? Really not many.
Like, what do you mean? As far as where their practice facilities
where
are?
No, where the games are played?
There aren't many stadiums that are almost an hour outside of the major city.
I know, but you're confusing me with that, though. What does that have to do with anything? A player wanting to play Atlanta. In Atlanta, it's like an hour from where they practice every day in Flowery Branch to the stadium, which is in downtown. And there are other facilities like that. You have both here outside of the city.
Do you think that you name the flashy wide receiver that they're going to get? Do you mm-hmm. think they want to live in Foxborough, Massachusetts?
I mean, they probably don't.
But would you want to live in Buffalo? Like, they still got a good receiver.
Well, Paul, he was traded there.
Yeah, but you can do that. You can acquire a receiver via trade if you're willing to give up the capital, and then they don't really have a choice. And then you could just pay him a boatload of money, and guess what? He'll stay because you're paying him a boatload of money.
I really think Greg is onto something. I know it's, you know, you can disagree, but there are a lot of factors that play against the Patriots. A, do you read the NFLPA report this year where they were given failing grades in every category?
Yeah, but so are the Chiefs. But they can still have success.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are winning.
Right, because they have that's what the Patriots were before Brady left.
Yeah, but how many people go play for the Jets or the Giants? And they're in New York. I mean, that'd be a great place to live.
That's tax related.
But I think that's also part of like me and Wiggy's point is if you have the quarterback, people will come and play. You don't need all that other stuff. You just need to win.
What I'm saying, and I think I agree with Greg, is that what you need to do to get players here is spend a lot of money in free agency. Nope, they're not going to do it. They're going to blame the fiance or girlfriend or wife of Ridley and say that's why we didn't get him. Give up a lot of draft capital, not seeing them do that, or have a place that is attractive because of the quarterback, the location, or anything else. The Patriots rank last in all of those.
You don't have any of that anymore.
Right. Isn't that an even bigger reason then that they should absolutely be taking a quarterback at number three?
Right.
But that doesn't make sense because if it's not a quarterback they think is great, then it makes no sense. But at least get someone you know can play.
I know you're the professor. You're the mock guy. What mock are you on right now?
I already released my final one.
Final mock
this
is
past
out
Thursday. Yeah, final mock. No more changes. Right. No notes. It's out.
Has the nation been talking about it?
Yeah, nope. Mel Kiper just adjusted his. Two shimes identical.
When
mock.
Do you get your grading?
But that won't happen
until after the draft.
But you seem firmly convinced, unlike Bill Belichick and what he said on the Pat McAfee show last week, that you can go four or five deep, whatever it is, when it comes to quarterbacks in this draft and get a game-changing quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think the top two guys are the guys that are going to be absolute day one game-changing, a.k.a. Caleb Williams and Drake May, to me personally. And I think with the right team and the right system, yeah, there's a couple other guys that could be really good. But it also kind of depends what else you have there for those guys.
Okay, but like, you're not
if Drake May
get...
is there for you at three, and okay. you don't take Drake May, it's a major miss.
Okay, but you just said that you believe that those guys are going to go one and two.
Yep.
Okay, so you're not getting them.
So you get Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, Stokes. Or Courtney says they seem to be very in on J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
Is that you think that's going to attract... Well, premier I don't. Talent
it's
here?
Not gonna. It's not gonna.
JJ couldn't even attract premier wide receivers at Michigan.
Right. It's not gonna attract premier talent this year. But let's say they get Jaden Daniels at number three, and he performs well, then you would get like you saw with the Houston Texans. Then you would get guys that'd be like, okay, I want to play with Jaden Daniels because he looks like he's gonna be a really good football player. It's really about the money first. If you're not willing to spend money, then you're not going to get free agents to come here. That's just it. It's the same thing. If you don't want to spend money here, New York, Green Bay, wherever it is, that has nothing to do with the city or anything like that. You got to spend the money. And maybe New England, you got to spend a little bit more because of the millionaire's tax. But that's the first thing that you need to do.
If they stick at three.
Yep.
And we're sitting there at the poorhouse Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
What pick is going to make you happy?
I'm happy with Jaden Daniels or Drake May.
Anything else is a disappointment.
Anything else traded down is a disappointment. J.J. McCarthy is a disappointment. Anything else is a total, you know.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Marvin Harrison Jr., it's a disappointment because you don't have a quarterback, and now all you're
doing... Well, then you can wait and get a quarterback. I mean, you see that rope of a ball that Arch Manning threw in the spring game Saturday?
Oh, yeah, what a spring game toss.
You are going to be very...
Oh, wait. Captain Pro Day is mocking spring...
Whoa. Time out. I ripped Pro Days. I ripped the people for judging people throwing in shorts. Zolak was drooling over a kid because he was throwing in shorts and a t-shirt, and I told you how useless that is. So time the hell out.
The real Slim Shimey, please.
I'm standing up.
When we were discussing Drake May's pro day, you were lathered up like you were getting ready to get your weight checked by Olivia.
No. You were railing him because he missed like a throw or two.
I said
pro days don't matter. They never have. Only thing that matters
is spring games matter?
No. Spring games. You know, wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo historically horrible in practice that would come out and sling the rock in games?
So let me ask the room this question, Greg, everybody, Courtney. If the Patriots took Marvin Harrison at number three, or they took the quarterback at number three, where would you think they'd be more likely to have more wins? With Harrison and Jacoby Myers?
This upcoming season?
This upcoming season versus the rookie and what the team would be.
I think they might be more likely. You're talking more than last year or just a comparison?
Just this year.
Jacoby Brissett. Throwing to
Marvin Harrison Jr. You'd have you'd have more wins next year, I believe.
Okay.
I think so.
So if that's the case, then you're probably not going to be high enough to get that quarterback next year. So now you have Marvin Harrison. Now you have to go the route that maybe you talked about one day is can you get a Dak Prescott? Can you are the Cowboys not willing to pay him and then you're willing to spend a lot more money on the quarterback than you would have to if you were going to pay the T. Higgins or if you were going after that guy. You're telling me New England ain't going to spend the money, then you're just going to have Marvin Harrison and no quarterback next year.
So there was a late push on Michael Penix, too, because they met with him, what was it, last week or the week before as well. Would you be happy with a Marvin Harrison-Michael Penix combo?
But are you getting Penix late in the first round?
Yeah, you trade up using that 34th pick. You come back into the first round. Say you trade up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at like 26.
If I utilize this Jimmy Johnson draft value chart, it'll be a second and a sixth.
I ain't knocking that. I don't dislike that. I don't dislike Marvin Harrison and Michael Penix Jr.
I'll tell you what you will dislike is Shime's draft, because I'm looking at it right now, and everything that you said you don't want to happen is Shime's mock draft.
Yep. Expect the worst.
Well, what is Shime having?
He's having them trade back to 6 and get J.J. McCarthy.
God, that would be awful. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't hate the...
J.J. McCarthy is going to suck.
Like I said, expect the worst.
I don't hate the Marvin Harrison, Michael Penix thing. I really don't.
I like that one too, Wiggy. I'm all on board
because
with that.
Let's say
I'm on board with that too.
Let's say Michael Penix is some version, or maybe even a little bit better than Tua, right? Because, you know,
I think he can be better.
He can be better.
He has better arm talent.
And then you put a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. I agree with you. He does throw a better, deeper ball.
Was that during his pro day or when was
that? In actual games. Go back and watch that game. You brought up Texas. Go watch Michael Penix against Texas and tell me you don't like that kid. Like, he is just absolutely slinging the rock.
You know, and I know he's had some injuries.
Kid can spin it, man. Holy.
I know he's had some injuries, so that could be a concern.
Has Michael Penix replaced cheese in your life?
No. Would he like to live in Attleboro?
I don't think he minds.
Okay. Yes. Does he know he's only a half hour away from the Providence Place Mall?
It's a school like the University of Washington.
He's very close to a David Buster's.
But here's the thing you have to take into consideration.
Does he like Topgolf?
Well, he might like Topgolf.
Oh, he might.
Hard to get into
he's
that
lived
one.
In Washington.
You haven't lived till you go to La Scala.
Providence is a better city nightlife-wise than Boston.
No, it's not. How dare you?
For the black athlete. It is just this. You know what? I love Boston to death, but it's a better atmosphere for the, you know, Michael Penix is a black quarterback.
Shime, what are your thoughts on this topic?
You know, so if you're...
I agree with Wiggy.
If you're kind of trying to think about, you know, athletes and wanting to be somewhere and hang out, it's a better nightlife atmosphere.
Really?
In Providence than
Hello
it is in Boston.
Hello to all of our Providence listeners.
For the black athlete, it is definitely a better experience. So living in Foxborough or closer to Providence is really not a bad thing. When the majority of the time, they're going to want to hang out down there.
Wiggy, has that changed since the Paw Sox left?
No, well, I still believe it.
Draft is only 4 days away.
Yes, Thursday night.
We will be in Keene, New Hampshire at the Poorhouse for a roadshow pregame draft party. And Gretchen Foyer will be in Detroit for the draft.
Mm. When do they leave?
When do they begin that?
I think maybe Wednesday.
Yeah, they'd have to be there, do their show there Thursday and Friday, right? And then, let me tell you something. I love the D. Pause.
Did you say that?
Yes. No.
Okay. What a day for drops.
But that's the way.
We got just the tip earlier from Courtney, and now we got I love the D.
And the rich people planes line from the protesters.
But that's what the NFL is using for their new draft video with your boy Eminem. You know, and that's, you know, that's what Detroit is.
Eminem rejoined Shime?
Yes, I love Eminem.
So hopefully they'll hang out Thursday night. There's a casino downtown.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're, you know, hanging out during the draft there. Foyer and Gresh are doing that. I like there's a lot going on in Detroit.
Big moment for this franchise.
Huge.
Has anybody ever said there's a lot going on in Detroit?
Let me tell you something. I love the D.
We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.